News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. 16 envoys will travel to Jammu and Kashmir today, where they will meet civil society members and will be briefed on the security situation in the Union Territory, officials said on Wednesday, adding the group will primarily comprise envoys from Latin American and African countries. The European Union countries are understood to have conveyed that they will visit the Union Territory on a different date and are also believed to have stressed on meeting three former chief ministers, Farooq Abdullah, Omar Abdullah and Mehbooba Mufti, who are in detention. Government sources said these envoys will undertake a visit at a later date. The envoys travelling today will meet civil society members and receive a briefing on the security situation from various agencies, the officials said. The envoys will also be taken to Jammu, where they will meet Lieutenant Governor G.C. Murmu and other officials before returning to Delhi the next day, they added. Sources said the envoys of several countries had requested the government for a visit to Kashmir to get a first-hand account of the situation prevailing in the valley following the abrogation of provisions of Article 370 in August. This will be the second visit of a foreign delegation to Kashmir since August 5 last year, when the centre withdrew the state's special status and bifurcated it into the Union Territories of Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir. A delegation of 23 EU MPs was earlier taken on a two-day visit to assess the situation in the Union Territory by the International Institute for Non-Aligned Studies, a Delhi-based think tank. However, the government has distanced itself from the visit, and Minister of State for Home G. Kishan Reddy informed Parliament that the European parliamentarians were on a private visit. Today's visit is part of India's diplomatic outreach to rebut Pakistan's propaganda against it on the Kashmir issue. India had reached out to the P5 countries and all the world capitals, putting forward its perspective on its decision to abrogate Article 370 provisions and bifurcation of the state into two Union Territories. After India announced its decision to reorganize J&K, Pakistan reacted angrily and mounted a major diplomatic offensive against New Delhi. Pakistan has also downgraded diplomatic ties by expelling the Indian envoy. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said Iran appears to be standing down and no Americans or Iraqis were harmed in Iran's missile strikes on two Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Iranian state media had earlier claimed that the missile attacks had killed 80 Americans. The U.S. and Iran stepped back from the brink of possible war, as Trump indicated he would not respond militarily. Speaking from the White House, Trump seemed intent on de-escalating the crisis, indicating he would not retaliate militarily for the strikes. Instead, he said the U.S. would immediately put in place new economic sanctions until Iran changes its behavior after that country's most brazen direct assault on America since the 1979 seizing of the U.S. embassy in Tehran. Launched for the first time by forces inside Iran instead of a proxy, the missile attack marked a new turn in the intensifying confrontation between Washington and Tehran and sent world oil prices soaring. The strikes had pushed Tehran and Washington perilously close to all-out conflict and put the world's attention on Trump as he weighed whether to respond with more military force. The Republican president delivered his remarks surrounded by his national security advisers in the foyer of the White House. It came after a late-night tweet in which he insisted all is well after the strikes. The attack came days after Trump authorized the targeted killing of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force. Iran had pledged to retaliate, bringing the two countries closer to the brink of war. Trump credited an early warning system that worked very well for the fact that no Americans or Iraqis were killed in the missile strikes on bases in Iraq, an outcome he said showed Tehran wanted to de-escalate a standoff. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world, he said. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases, Trump said in an address to the nation, adding that Americans should be extremely grateful and happy with the outcome. Trump, who is facing re-election in November, campaigned for president on a promise to keep the U.S. from engaging in endless war. Trump reiterated his position that Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon and called for new nuclear negotiations to replace the 2015 nuclear deal from which he withdrew the U.S. Trump touted economic achievements that he said had made the U.S. less dependent on Middle Eastern oil, changing Washington's strategic priorities in the region. "Today I'm going to ask NATO to become much more involved in the Middle East process," he said. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, say they are stepping back from their roles as senior members of the British royal family and plan to work towards becoming financially independent, the couple announced on Wednesday. "After many months of reflection and internal discussions, we have chosen to make a transition this year," they wrote on Instagram, explaining that they hope to carve out a progressive new role within this institution. "We intend to step back as senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent while continuing to fully support Her Majesty the Queen," they said. Harry and Meghan did not consult any other members of the royal family about their decision, according to reports. There is said to be a mood of deep disappointment in the palace following the announcement. Senior members of the family are hurt as a result of the news. In a statement issued just hours after the couple's Instagram post, Buckingham Palace said the situation was complicated. "Discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage," the unsigned royal communication statement said. "We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through." The announcement could indicate that the couple will now have the private life they have always argued for. "They are opting out of the system, but they will be able to opt in to the elements that they like. The family elements and those where they are seen to be supporting the Queen, who they are both very close to." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.